Hey everybody, Jonathan Doherty once again. Welcome to the Catholic Teacher Daily Podcast. People say, how do you do it? You know the truth, I actually do two daily podcasts, you guessed it, a day. I do one in the broad motivational space. Some of you already know that one, and I do this one. And how do I do it? I don't know. I just love talking to you guys about the great adventure of Catholic education. It's been on my heart for many years. I think you do incredible work day in, day out. You hardly ever get told that. So it's a great joy, and I hope to be some form of encouragement for you all in your great work. So that's kind of why I do it. And yes, it is hard sometimes. I've been up since 4 a.m. And that's how it is. But let's hope this is a blessing to you. Today's going to be a great episode. It's very relevant for so many of us. It's a question from a listener in New Zealand, a young lady who is facing some real discernment questions around promotion, wanting to grow in the role, and feeling like she's sort of hit a ceiling. She wants to take on more responsibility and do more in, you know, the whole Catholic education journey. She's doing a lot of extra study. But her question really to me was a beautiful question in her email. And she said, look, you know, I'm trying to discern whether it's time to move on or whether I need to stay where I am. I think many of you know that journey, right? It could be manifested in a bunch of different ways. You could be looking for a leadership role and it hasn't come to you yet. You could be frustrated with the leadership that's in place. What do you do? Do you change schools? I've got a few things to say. Let's hope I can remember them all. The bedrock one that I want to put in place first, and this is one I hope you'll all remember, is years ago, there was a great quote from Christine Kane. Some of you would know her. She's a Pentecostal preacher. She's Australian, but speaks all over the world. Christine Kane has a great line, and it stayed with me for years. And the line was simply this, if God wants you, he knows where to find you. Okay, listen to that again. If God wants you, he knows where to find you. What does it mean? Well, the whole area of like ambition and desire is sometimes we feel that we have been forgotten or overlooked, and God's off there out there running the universe, and he's totally forgotten about us and the desires of our heart and all this sort of stuff. So let's begin by remembering Christine's quote. You know, God knows where you are. He's got it. He's got it covered. And this opens into a much bigger question that's really on my heart these days. I'm speaking about it to anyone that will listen. It's a revelation I kind of had on the coast a few months ago. So many of you know we've had a huge bushfire season here. We had to evacuate, and we were staying in a beautiful place away from the fires on the beach. And I've been going on a long journey in my own life, dealing with worry and anxiety and all sorts of things that have plagued my mind over the years. And there I was. God, you know, put some great books in my hands, and I was praying a lot and thinking about it. I'm in the surf one day, and it was very early in the morning. No one's there, and it was just perfect. It was the most, you know, sort of these huge cliffs nearby, and the sun was on the cliffs and the ocean was perfect. And what's my point? What's it got to do with Catholic education? Well, my big revelation that I'm going to be speaking about for the rest of my life is just this. I suddenly realized that the Lord of the universe was completely in control of everything in that physical environment. The molecules in the water, the movement of tides, the movement of air, the aging of the rocks, the gravity that held everything in place. You know, I often say to non-believers, can we agree that some kind of super intelligence is running the universe? And people go, yeah. And I say, look, but you know what the weird thing is? I can be in that ocean, and any good Christian will agree with me that God's in control and God's running the world and the environment and we can trust him. But you know the one area of the cosmos where we don't think God's actually in control? You know what it is, right? It's our own lives. We're convinced that God is like capable of running the entire cosmos, but we need to stress out, worry, and hustle about him managing, about us managing our own lives. Friends, I need you to think about that. It's very easy for me to say it, but it's a profound, profound revelation that we have to learn to relax and trust that the same God that holds the cosmos in order is holding our lives in order. So he knows where we are. So this is the first thing about promotion or ambition or, you know, you wanting to change your role in a Catholic school. He knows. So he knows you're there. He hasn't forgotten, and he doesn't need you to stress and worry and push, you know, because that's how the world system works. You know, in business and government and everywhere else, and media and music and politics, it's all about self-promotion, self-promotion, self-promotion. We've got to be different. I don't mean we'd be doormats and go, well, I don't really desire anything. I don't want anything. I'm just happy with whatever God serves up. No, we're not sort of, you know, we're not doing that whole we're worthless and God doesn't matter. We talk about Psalm 37 verse 4, okay? Hopefully you all know Psalm 37 verse 4. Delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. Delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. You know, Augustine famously said, love God and do what you want. And the idea is that if we're deeply in relationship with Jesus, we're going to be desiring his heart and his desire, and we'll be gradually kind of open and accepting to whatever he's bringing us. And I can talk about this because I was the least qualified to speak about it for most of my entire life. Incredible control freak, not of people, not of other people, but just reality. And that, of course, leads to anxiety, right? You want to control everything. You feel that you've got to be on top of everything. So let's do a quick summary so far. If God wants us in the Catholic education journey, he knows where to find us. We can trust that he's in control of everything, even if it doesn't feel like it to us. And I guess the other thing is, if you feel stuck somewhere and you feel unsure, we get very upset about it and we're like, this is terrible. And we're human, I get that. But simultaneously, I always say to people, where's the invitation in that? It's really an invitation to a deeper dependence, isn't it? It's like, God, I feel lost. I feel unsure about what to do. It's an invitation to press in, to really grow as a believer and as a disciple. Jesus, I really want to surrender my life to you. If you want me to lead, if you want me to be a principal, if you want me to be a director or a superintendent of Catholic education, then my heart is for that and I need you to lead me. Now, a couple of other key points. The one thing I'm not saying again is being a doormat. If you are in a toxic situation, what do I mean? A situation that is abusive, that is causing you genuine, you know, anxiety or stress, or you're being treated in a bad way, then I think you definitely get out. Let's not be silly about this. I don't think Jesus expects anyone to stay in an abusive situation at all. Now, you've got two options. One is that you may need to confront a situation if God leads you to that. So you might need to confront someone and say, hey, I'm not happy with this treatment. And then they might, you know, your work might change and some systems might change and you might want to stay where you are. But if you're in a bad situation, then I think you need to leave. I really do. Because this stuff affects your family, your friends, your health, your relationships. Give you an example. When I was first married, the first place I ever taught, I was teaching in a big high school and it was toxic. The kids were fantastic, but there was a bullying culture in the school and there was a bullying culture in the staff. It came top down. It was horrible. And I realized that it was a system that didn't reward effort and initiative and creativity. So I moved on after 18 months to a much better situation. So I hope that's helpful too. What else do I want to say on this? Summary so far, God knows where to find us. We can trust him with everything, including every aspect of our lives. We need to find the invitation in our uncertainty. That's a good line. Hear that again. We need to find the invitation in our uncertainty. And what is the invitation? It's an invitation to discipleship, to pressing in, to becoming more dependent on the whispering of the Spirit. So what I do is I get up every day, I pray the divine office, and I'm not to be holy or super pious, but I pray it because it gives me a structure and a basis that I can really stay with over many years. But I also finish that prayer with a real prayer to the Holy Spirit every day. I say something like, Holy Spirit, please come into my mind, my intellect, my reason, my will, and my memory. And I surrender all of these aspects of who I am to the Spirit and ask him to guide me. And then I just get on with living. And gradually he shapes my life and moves my heart. So it's a surrender process. It's, it's a surrendering process to the Lord of the universe and giving him your life and your real situations. But listen, a final thought. This lady from New Zealand that sent me the email, your desires are not neutral. They're not insignificant. If you have a desire to lead, if you have a desire to be a principal, well, there's two reasons you've got that. Either one is you're really insecure and ego-driven and you need to control lots of people and you want to be in a position where you can, you know, be seen as a leader and have everybody look up to you and control everything. The other reason is your heart's moved towards being a principal or, you know, in leadership because you just want to build a great culture. You love people. You feel you have all these gifts and talents. That's a prompting of the Holy Spirit. So go with that. Look at your desire. Look deeply into your desire. What do I want? What do I desire? And if the environment is really working against it especially if it's working against them in a toxic way, then I believe it's time to go. Listen, I hope that's useful. I hope that opens a discussion on a few things. So could you all please get involved in this? Facebook, Passionate Catholic Teachers, okay? If you're not in the group, go to Passionate Catholic Teachers, and I'll post this and get in there and post a few things about it and your comments about it. Twitter, Being Catholic One. You can find me on Being Catholic One at Twitter. And Instagram, Jonathan Doyle 47. Jonathan Doyle 47. Come and give me a follow there. Listen, that's it from me. I probably could say more, but I love to keep this short. This is much longer than normal, so I'll wrap up there. Maybe listen to it again. Let me know if there's any other questions around it, things that I could build on. Please make sure you've subscribed, okay? If you're not a subscriber to the podcast, or if you're hearing this on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, anywhere else, please subscribe. And of course, could you do me a favor and share this with some other teachers? All right, I'm going to pray for you all quickly. Father God, I pray for every teacher listening right now. Whatever their desires are for in this vocation, whether it's for leadership or for less work, for doing a little bit less, whatever their desire is, I ask you to help them move in the Spirit with that desire, that they would open their hearts and their lives to the Holy Spirit and let the Spirit guide them. Teach them, Father, that they're not alone, that they don't have to work it out on their own, that you're with them. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, friends. Hope that's a blessing to you. My name is Jonathan Doyle. This has been the Catholic Teacher Daily Podcast, and I'm going to have another message for you tomorrow.